Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
It's a buyer's market for tuition at private colleges.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. We all know how expensive it is to go to college. The cost of going to a private college has gotten beyond the reach of many families. The Wall Street Journal says private colleges are offering deeper tuition discounts than ever before in a bid to lure more students and boost revenue. Is the strategy working? Here to tell us is Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn. Melissa, colleges are really discounting their tuitions, as much as half off, according to a survey?
Yep. Yeah, there's the newest data shows that private colleges are discounting their tuition rates about a little over 49% off the sticker price for freshman students. And overall, a little bit below that, smaller schools, those that really do rely on enrollment to get any revenue, they are discounting their tuition at more than 50% now.
And this is according to, I guess, a preliminary survey from the National Association of College and University Business Officers.
You're right. They've been doing this annually for quite a while, and these are both, this is a record level discounts.
All right. So the question is, has this worked out for schools?
No, it hasn't. A lot of the schools do take the strategy with the hope that those who can pay full tuition actually do so. And those who pay discounted tuition, at least they're bringing in some revenue. The thing is, there is a pretty stagnant number of high school graduates, and these schools are not seeing their enrollments go up. Many of them, in fact, are seeing their enrollments decline, especially those smaller schools. So they're bringing in less revenue per student and fewer students.
Yes. According to your story, the number of college students has overall been on the decline, with undergraduate enrollment sliding by nearly 2% last fall to 16.3 million. So it's really a battle to try and lure students.
It really is. It's a fierce battle, and you're seeing schools really go after one another's prospective students, even now that the deposit deadline for most schools has passed. You're seeing some schools reach out and say, you know, we just found another $5,000. You're that special.
Right.
Come to us instead.
As it is, though, revenue is barely budged.
It has. It's barely budged. It's not keeping up with inflation at the smaller schools, which means it's not a sustainable practice.
Yeah.
And a lot of schools say that they're not really sure what comes next, but they know they can't keep doing this forever.
What kinds of discount strategies have colleges pursued?
So in addition to raising the sticker price, the kind of list price, and then increasing the discount rate, you get, you know, merit scholarships for being a really good bassoonist or because you have a 4.0 GPA or you have financial need. Some schools are also trying some other creative tax. They are cutting the sticker price and therefore offering less financial aid. That backfires at a lot of schools. It's got pretty mixed results because a lot of families equate price with quality. So the more expensive the school, the better they assume it is, which isn't always the case. Then some schools are freezing tuition, so keeping it at the same rate or locking it in so that you pay the exact same tuition every year for 4 years so you can at least plan ahead. A few different options.
I'm speaking with Melissa Korn of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Melissa, you write that despite this bleak outlook for cutting the sticker price, there is an upside to this?
Yeah, it all depends on how you look at it. So for families, there's an upside. nearly 9 in 10 freshman students now get some sort of financial aid from their schools. And when they do get that aid, it averages more than half of the tuition rate. So if you're one of those 9 in 10 students, you're getting a pretty good deal.
Melissa, because schools have generally acknowledged that this is not a sustainable practice, cutting tuition prices drastically, what are they doing as alternatives?
They're hoping that something changes. They don't have a great solution yet, which is one of the problems. A lot of schools say, yeah, we know something needs to change. We know we need a new strategy. We just don't know what that strategy is yet, especially schools in the Northeast and in areas where the demographics just aren't in their favor. It's coming to a head, whether that's next year or in the next 5 years. Something's got to change. They just don't know what it is.
You mean
so
like,
if you have ideas, they would take them.
Such as closing schools?
Merging, yeah. Creating consortia with a bunch of schools that are nearby so that they don't all offer all the same things and compete with each other.
Reducing courses, academic offerings?
Absolutely.
Programs, extracurricular?
Everything's on the table at some of these schools.
Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal.
The final frontier is starting to look a lot like the Wild West. Growing numbers of private...
Join reporter Jennifer Strong as she looks ahead. Coming Friday, May 19th.